Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 11. And today is Saturday, March 19th, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got coffee, so it's always good. Yes. Okay, well, we've got something very special today. We've got two special guests who have come to join us. We have got Zortz and Terwinkle. Hey, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for coming and having a chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Thank you for having us. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is. And what we'll start off with, first off, is I'll get you guys to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character. So, Zortz, can I get you to start first, please?
Oh, I suppose.
Yay.
Well, I'm just a dude who likes to run around Azeroth and level characters and roleplay. Yes, I'm one of those nerds. I also do a podcast where I talk to roleplay guilds about what they're up to and things like that. And about a little less than a year ago, I started getting into YouTube and starting to do different games and stuff, and one of the things I started doing was the Iron Man Challenge, and I've been failing miserably at it in spectacular fashion.
Oh, we totally understand that. That's for certain.
Yeah. I know what that's like, and Lita does too. Don't you, Lita?
Yeah, I do. Trust me, I totally understand that. How about you, Terwinkle? How about you tell us a little bit about yourself as well?
Well, I'm Terwinkle. A lot of people know me as Terwinkle the Gnome Mage on YouTube. I have a little YouTube channel over there. I just turned 46 here a couple days ago. I've been married for 25 years to my wonderful wife, Mrs. Terwinkle.
Wow.
And we have four awesome kids, three dogs. And folks usually see those guys floating around behind me every once in a while.
Wow.
We did put some carpet in. So in the living room, we got some awesome carpet. So you won't hear them click-clacking around as much in any of my videos or on the podcast that I also do, the Looking for Roleplay podcast, where we talk about all things roleplay and mostly around World of Warcraft. We ventured out of there every once in a while, but for the most part, we stay right within World of Warcraft, talking about roleplaying in there as well. I also work at a grocery store at night where we throw freight and shoplifters out the door and have all those adventures at night there.
Some awesome adventures. I love listening to your adventures.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun there. I live in the Pacific Northwest, the wonderful Pacific Northwest, and have an awesome time out here doing a lot of stuff outdoors. Spring is upon us, so summer is soon to follow. And again, with that will be a lot of adventures outside. Love camping and the outdoors, and you have to if you live here in the Northwest. So that is about it for me.
Awesome. Okay. Well, for those people that don't know both of you, then that at least gives us a little bit of insight into who you are. I've obviously know both of you quite well. And it's just so much fun to have you here and to get to have you both together on a show. So very excited about that. I want to know from you both, how long have you been playing WoW? So Zortz, when did you start?
I first got into it back in towards the end of Burning Crusade, 2008, I think that was. It was right when the Wrath of the Lich King announcement happened. Mm-hmm. So, started playing over on the Twisting Nether server, which is an RP PvP server, and learned to hate the Crossroads because my orc warrior was constantly getting ganked by, of all things, and no offense here, Turnwinkle, a gnome rogue.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Ouch.
So,
so the hatred started early.
Yes, the hatred did start early.
Yes. Nice. Then, all right.
Kind of took a break from that for a while. Mm-hmm. Got back in around Kata after dabbling a little bit during Wrath. Nothing noteworthy. And I've been here ever since.
Excellent. All right. And Toewinkle, when did you start playing WoW?
I started probably mid-vanilla. And I was heavy into EverQuest. And so it took a little bit of poking and prodding to get me over to WoW. And so I've been playing ever since, like I said, about mid-vanilla, and have enjoyed my experience and my time in WoW from then till now. Maybe a little less with WoD, but as far as that goes. above and beyond all that, yeah, have enjoyed my time in WoW. And man, it's hard to believe it's as old as it is, but finding new ways to enjoy the game, I think, really makes it, you know, gives it that longevity. And that's why we're here, because I blame Zortz. I was watching his Iron Man stuff, and I kind of blame you too, Lita. I've listened, I listened a little bit, and it's like, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And we're in this lull now with the expansion going on as long as it has, and thought, oh man, why don't I give that a shot, and let's see if I can beat Zortz. And that's and that's where that's how we ended up here. So
okay, well, I was gonna say that the reason that we've got you both on is because you guys are doing a Toewinkle versus Zortz Iron Man extreme challenge, which has been completely and utterly hilarious, which I love. And I have to say that for you guys, I know that Toewinkle, you're very new into doing the Iron Man, but Zortz, when did you actually start getting into doing challenges at all?
I've been aware of the Iron Man challenge for a while. I didn't know about the whole website and everything like that. I thought it was just a thing people were doing. I saw a forum post, I think it was in the general forums, a couple years back, I might be misremembering here, about it, and it was like, hey, it's Iron Man time, and a bunch of people were like, hey! And you'd see people running around, talking about how they were doing the Iron Man challenge. So I thought it was like an annual thing instead of constantly ongoing. And maybe it was a few months ago, I was just doing some general leveling videos for my YouTube channel. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let me try this Iron Man thing. So I Googled it, which led me to the website. And I was like, oh, okay. There's a whole million rules that go along with this, along with Bloodthirsty Challenge and Pacifist Challenge. I was like, okay, this is like a legit thing. This just isn't something people do once a year. They're constantly doing it. So I was like, all right, well, let's have a go at it and see what happens. And it's been a wonderful journey into the mid to upper teens and then dying.
Well, you're not alone. Let's just say that there's many, and there's even some of us that don't quite make it to double figures. I'm not saying me, but I'm just saying that there are some people,
that's never happened to me ever.
Well, I had one that got to 7 and I forget what I was doing. I think it was I think it was in the Barrens. I think I just aggroed one too many quill boars, and next thing I know, I'm just dead on the ground. It's like, well, that was a good 20 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Now, for you both, so I'll start with Terwinkle on this one, because this is your very first Iron Man that you've started, so you've not done any other at all, have you? This is the very, very first.
Well, I've done, what is it now, three, well, counting Terwinkle, mm-hmm. I've done four, and I started with Aku, my orc mage, mm-hmm. and then when he died, I moved on to Booch, my dwarf monk, and right now I'm working on Char, my Tauren hunter, and then, of course, I utilize Terwinkle just for the Terwinkle versus Zortz challenge. So I've had four shots at it so far, and so two I'm still alive on, two didn't make it. So
yeah. Okay. And what have you found to be like the best race class combo out of what you're liking?
Gosh, I sure liked my dwarf monk. I really liked the because I hadn't played monk before, and boy, that class, the combos just kind of flow together. But I got to tell you, the hunter, it seems to me, and this is just my opinion, it seems to me that the hunter class, boy, it seems like I'm just cruising right along. And, you know, I've got my little chicken there, Thunderstruck, and, you know, he does great for me. And so he keeps the mobs off me. I'm able to kind of stay back and keep an eye on a lot of stuff. And so it seems to me like I have a little bit better crowd control with my hunter. And, mm-hmm. you know, so for right now, I'd have to say the hunter's been the best class. Just for that reason, you have a pet that helps and keeps aggro on the mobs, and so they're not coming right at you. And, you know, so, man, it seems like the hunter is kind of easy mode when it comes to the Iron Man right now.
Okay. All right. Zortz, how about you? What class race combos have you tried, and what have you found to be the best suited?
Every time somebody dies, I mix it up. I change the race. I change the class. I don't stick with one in particular. I got to agree with Terwinkle, though. The hunter, especially if you're going out for the first time on it, is probably your safest bet just to get used to it. Mm-hmm. But I actually kind of like doing Paladin. I think Paladin's not too bad for it because you have that, I can't remember the name of the ability, but you drop a little glowing hammer down on their head, and you can use that as to pull aggro instead of running in on them. You can draw them out to you with that, so that's nice when you got multiple mobs sharing a space. So, Paladin's good. Mage, I've tried Mage a few times, because I know there isn't a Iron Mage yet.
Yeah. Oh.
So, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I could do this! And I'm proven wrong every time, but every other character's been a mage, and every time I get a little bit further, but they're very squishy. But I think that Paladin and Mage seem to be the two I'm really enjoying the most, though.
Okay, all right. So for you guys, what are you planning on leveling next? Like, have you got any forethoughts into when you do get to your next challenge tune as to which direction you'll go?
Is this after I beat Zortz in the
now, sir,
you got a little gnome caught in your throat. I mean, a frog caught in your throat. Sorry.
Sir, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You've had it easy. You've been able to kind of pick and choose your quests, I'm stuck on this rail on the Lost Isles.
Right. In your tropical island, placing fireworks on chickens, you know, I'm out there battling yetis, you know, trogs. He's out there cutting the grass, you know, cutting down weeds. I'm like,
child's play, sir. What you have is child's play.
Holy smoke.
Anyway, I got a Bloodthirsty tune going right now also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
So, Orc Warrior, he's doing pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
I'm also off camera doing a Undead Hunter right now just for giggles.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's, you know, the Goblin Warrior Zorts, who's about ready to stomp a mud hole in a certain gnome.
Wow. Wow. You know... Well, I thought this was a friendly contest. Well,
but, feel the love.
Yeah, but at least he's keeping it clean, though, so it's good.
No, wait. Friendly contest? Who started the salt first, sir? Wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. You know, folks, I just... You know. For myself, you know, I've been letting the stream decide for me, so I guess it depends on how, you know, whether they want to see me suffer or, you know, what they would like to see me do. I like trying different things and maybe mm-hmm. something that I haven't tried before. So maybe, you know, like a druid or a shaman, you know, something different that I haven't done. You know, I've done warrior and I played quite a bit of mage. And so, you know, something different. And so, like, the hunter, I'm really enjoying the hunter. And the monk was awesome, the dwarf monk. That was really awesome because, again, I hadn't actually played a monk before. And yeah. So you don't get the specs and stuff, so you might miss out on a few of that. And someone was like, oh, I've never seen the monk played. Well, I was like, well, you know, number one, I haven't played monk, so you're not really going to get to see a monk being played, and you don't get to see the specs and stuff in that. So you get to see the bare minimum of what a monk is like. But, you know, you get to try something different, I think, and that's what makes Iron Man so much fun, is trying something different, trying something new, and giving a shot.
Yeah,
Monk was... pretty good for me. He's leveling up pretty good, and for a melee class, I think monk mm-hmm. is probably the best compared to everything else.
I would probably still be playing mine had I not been following the adventure guide that sent me to Duskwood a couple levels too soon, and I'm like, so I'm tiptoeing around there, and Shadow Worgen got me, but you know, so he'd probably still be okay, and I kind of stuck in Red Ridge for a while longer. Yeah.
Oh, totally understand.
Now, I'm actually surprised you went to Red Ridge, because like a lot of challengers kind of consider Red Ridge to be the kiss of death in some ways.
Dead Ridge.
Oh, man. It's it's scary there. You know, you got those Ettins walking around, and I hadn't even gone over to the orc side of the lake there, and there's just a lot of traveling mobs and a lot of patrols and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of scary over there.
Yeah. It's a really good spot for Bloodthirsty. Again, as long as you be careful, but for Iron, I found it to be a little bit temperamental, definitely. So, mm-hmm. yeah. All right. So, guys, tell us about your fondest WoW Challenge tune memory so far. So, what have you got? Zorts, what's your fondest memory?
Well, I actually am of the mindset that failing is half the fun. And a couple of my deaths have been kind of hilarious. One actually was hilarious and aggravating all at once because it was something completely out of my control. I was on my Tauren warrior at the time, Zortzberger, and was leveling in Silverpine, and I had to go do the quest where you invade Fenris Keep and all that. And I just gotten inside, and my ISP had a hiccup, and I DC'd for a brief moment.
There you go.
No.
And I logged back in, and as soon as I hit on the character, I logged back in, and there he is, face down on the ground. I was like,
"Oh no!"
Well,
oh, boy,
as Termical would say, "Fiddle faddle."
That's right.
The other one was I was leveling a troll mage. I was in the Barrens, and I aggroed a centaur and a raptor at the same time over by one of the pools. So I blinked out right into another group of centaurs. It did not end well.
Nice. All right. They're really great memories. It's awesome.
Yeah, but you can laugh at it now only because you weren't like level... 60 plus.
Oh, I know. If I start getting attuned up into the upper echelon of the levels, I'm probably actually going to have to employ one of those little sensor beeps for my video because it's just going to be a long string of profanities. My neighbors downstairs are going to think I'm murdering somebody.
Right, Lita?
I can, well, I was, yeah, have a dig. Thanks, Stone. I will say that that when I had my death, my level 61, when she got killed, there was no swear words that even popped into my head because I was too busy staring at the screen to see that she was dead, that I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I couldn't even speak. I was like,
oh, no.
Do I cry? Do I laugh? What do I do? Yeah, so. Alrighty. Terwinkle, how about you? What's been your fondest memory so far?
Boy, you know, I have, you know, I haven't been doing this very long. And so, you know, I don't have a whole lot there. But I have to say, the back and forth that Zorts and I have had with our episodes have been hilarious. They've been so much fun. You know, I put mine out there, and it's like you're throwing the bait out into the water, and then you're just waiting to watch that bobber, the hits on that bobber. And so I can't wait for, you know, Zorts' episode to come out. I get my notebook out. Okay, now I'm getting ready to gather my ammo for that next episode. And
wait, you actually take notes? You tweet.
You know, so they are so much fun. And, you know, just the zings back and forth are absolutely hilarious. And so I just enjoy not only that competition with Zorts, but I really enjoyed the Iron Man Challenge in and of itself because, you know, I have gotten angry before in other games when you die and whatnot, but it's almost expected when you do die. And so when Booch died, you know, I was like, oh, well, you know, that was we had just barely escaped. And I mean, we were down to just like a shred of life and I healed up. I was like, well, you know, we can go back in there, try it again. And I know if I sneak around to the back of that barn, I might be able to grab a few more of those guys and finish up this quest. And sure enough, we got jumped and we died. Well, you know, I'm not just going to leave all that gold on Booch. So we went and we gave some gold to a new player in Stormwind, and we just found somebody that was low level and said, hey, here's, you know, 400 gold. And really? No, you know, so nice. That's always nice. And I've got, and believe me, with Char, I just sold a little green item for over 1,000 some odd gold today. I was like, what? What in the world? All right, sweet. Nice. So, folks, so if you be on the lookout for Char in Orgrimmar when Char passes away, I'm sure he's going to have a lot of money to give away. So it's almost like, you know, sweepstakes here, lottery. When Char dies, you know, how much gold is he going to have and to give away? So
that's in itself is like its own little challenge. How much can you make on the auction house on your challenge turn?
Right. What helps is being on Warm Rest Accord, you know, a roleplay server, everybody wanting those transmog. And, you know, so those green items, they just sell like hotcakes. And it's like, man, I'm making a ton of gold here.
Nice. I mean, it's good in the event that if you continue on, that you've got, you know, you've got your money to be able to buy your riding, flying, all of that kind of thing. So I always found that was a really good thing when I hit 60 that I wasn't, you know, thinking, oh, I've got no money, I've got nothing, I can't get flying. And that was a really exciting thing. But for you guys, do you have a particular zones, like what zones are you happy to level through at the moment? Is there anything that really, like, we spoke about Dead Ridge. Dead Ridge is never a fun place, but is there places that you're really enjoying doing your questing with?
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I usually, if it's Horde side, I'll stick to either, once I'm out of the starting area, Silver Pine and Northern Barrens. I don't go into Ashara because Ashara is boring. If it's Alliance side, you know, I'll do the Elwynn Forest quests and maybe then I'll hit Westfall or the Lochmodown area. That's about as far as I get. So I don't know what I'm going to do beyond that.
Well, for myself, Dunmoreau is, because I've done it with Turnwinkle way back when, and I've done it with a few other tunes, and so I kind of know the route that I'm going to go, and the quest hubs, and what to kind of be aware of when I get into an area, and, you know, what kind of mobs are going to be in this zone here, and, you know, is it going to be a bunch grouped up, like in the quarry there in Dunmoreau, that where a lot of those trogs, I was a little nervous going down in there, because, again, there is a lot of trogs there, and you can get into trouble pretty quick. And so, you know, so I was a little wary about that, but we got through it pretty quick. And so I know that area pretty well, and so I'm able to, again, kind of think ahead on, okay, this is coming up. I got to get ready for this. Now, I almost died with Turnwinkle fighting Vash, because that's the giant yeti above the Ambersteel Ranch.
Because
he, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but he got his charge in before I got mine, and so I didn't have any rage built up. And I was like, it was kind of touch and go, but eventually I started beating him down and was able to win there. But I think just Dunmoreau for me, because I know it. And again, I think knowing is half the battle, especially in Iron Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was waiting for it.
Dude, I have to do it every time. Every time I hear it.
I do it mentally.
That's my childhood. That's what I grew up with.
So, same here, man.
Although I always rooted for the bad guys, so I don't know why. Sorry. Anyways, Lita.
So we've spoken about death with our challenge tunes. Is there any other embarrassing deaths that you guys have had that you want to share at all? Like, died underwater, walked away from the computer. I've done that.
The blinking into more mobs was probably the worst one for me.
That's classic. That's a classic one.
I was just like, I can't win, man. I can't win.
Well, it's like, you know, for myself, both times I died, it was I just barely had just barely escaped, and I was free. I healed myself up and thought, you know, I'll give it another shot. I'll give it another shot. Let's try it again. Did you not learn the first time? It's like with the mage, it was a named general there, the General Quillbore guy in out there. And I was like, oh. You know, he had a
Tusk.
Right, he had an ad with him the first time. So I thought, okay, well, that's why they were rocking me so much. So I'll kill the ad first, then I'll go after the general. No.
Yeah.
It was the general. It wasn't me. So, exactly. You know, I didn't learn. So learn from your mistakes. Don't go back a second time. You know, maybe go farm a little bit. Come back when you're maybe the next level up and try to finish that quest. So.
Well, that's awesome advice, which was my next question. So is there anything for someone who's very new, who's not looked at the challenge, what else would you think would be a good advice for a new person? Zortz?
Slow and steady wins the race. A lot of the things that have gotten me killed is I'll be in an area and you'll have enough mobs where they're not all in the same aggro range, so you can take one and then move to the next, and I'm not watching how much damage I'm taking, and I'm like, okay, if I kill this guy, I get experience. If I kill that guy, I get experience, and then I can finish this quest and turn in these 10 bear paws or whatever, and next thing I know, it's like, oh, health is low. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's slow and steady wins the race, and situational awareness is definitely going to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Absolutely. Anything else you want to add, Turnwinkle?
Yeah, for myself, make sure you pull your camera back. You know, don't be up close on your character because you can't see the mobs coming in on the side. So pull your camera back so you have a bigger range of vision. And I have to agree 100% with Zortz. Take it slow. Don't rush into things. You never know if there's a mob hiding behind that tree. you know, or behind that rock or around that corner. So take it slow, kind of, you know, look, peek around. I know I do this a lot. Okay, is there something over there? You know, look in the water. Is there something in there going to get me? And, you know, take your time. Yeah, just take your time, move it slow. And let me say, your guys' website has helped me so much because there's tips in there from you guys and there's other people that go in there and it gives you all the rules and regs and everything that you need to know going in so you're prepared when you get started. And so I always have a lot of people ask me on the stream, well, oh, what's Ironman? What's that all about? And I, you know, I kind of break it down as quickly as I can, but I always say, well, first and foremost, go to WildChallenges.com, and you're going to get all the rules and regulations. And make sure you sell all the stuff that you can in the auction house that is worth selling to the auction house, because having that gold and being able to afford to, you know, repair your gear, buy the mount, get that stuff ready to roll is it's a relief, and you don't have to worry about that aspect of it. And again, like Zort said, take it slow and not one quest at a time, but, you know, don't have to take it that slow. But, you know, don't rush into an area. And if you're two or three levels behind in an area, go one zone back and level up a little bit. You know, don't go in where the mobs are two or three. You know, it might get you more experience, but it's going to get you dead a lot quicker as well.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think that's an awesome chat, and we've gotten to know you guys quite well. You've given us some tips and tricks as well, which is fantastic. What's our level for you guys at the moment on your tunes? Where are you guys up to?
Zortz is level 9 right now.
Nice.
Terwinkle's level 11.
Hey, all right.
That's what you get when you work it. You're not lounging around drinking beer.
Nice, awesome.
Look, I'm in the process of saving my people, sir. I'm not just gallivanting around the world.
As I recall, you're kidnapping Naga children for your own nefarious deeds.
Wow. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm calling the Azeroth CPS, and they'll be having some discussions with you, sir.
No, they won't.
Nice. Well, all I can say is I can't wait to see more adventures. You guys are both awesome, and we thoroughly enjoy watching the interaction. So thank you so much for coming on today and sharing that. And towards the end of the show, I'll get you to give information where everyone can find you guys. And make sure you have a look for the Zortz and Terwinkle Extreme Ironman Challenge, which is fantastic. So thanks, guys. But now we're going to go into news in the world of Warcraft. So, Stone, Lita, over to you. What have we got?
Lita, you have to play the sounder. Okay. So, Legion. There's possibly a release date. Basically, I have a link that we will put up online. It's from segmentnext.com, where they were seeing a bunch of smaller retailers over in Europe actually had a pre-order offer, and you basically saying that you will get it on June 30th. So some people are saying, well, yes, it's not a Tuesday, it's actually a Thursday, but it's not crazy talk. Games have come out on Thursdays as well. Usually things come out on Tuesdays just because, but not all the time. I believe there have been some WoW expansions that have come out on Thursdays. So we might have a time. It also kind of fits in with the line of with what Blizzard was saying, and I don't remember what the website was, but they had said that Legion was coming out right on the heels of the Warcraft movie. So June 30th would be right on the heels. So That's why a lot of people are thinking, well, maybe that is the actual date. I don't know if the website is still going. I would assume so. But if it's true, it does mean that time is ticking. If you want to get your Iron Champion title, all that kind of stuff, pre-spec bleh, stuff, sorry. I'm still not happy with having them to add specs and all that, but this is the time to do it, so you need to move now. And you know, I wouldn't say pressure's on, but
pressure's on. Basically, so, pressure's on.
Yeah, so I would actually I would think that if Legion goes live June 30th, I would think that patch 7.0 will probably go live at the end of May, because that will give them about a month to work out that patch and let us do the world events and all that stuff, because I'm pretty sure they will do a world event again, because I know that they didn't do one for Mists, correct? Is that right? They didn't do one for Mists, I think. So, and people complained about that, which I like having it. I know it's just a one-time thing, but it makes it feel nice and special. So, yeah. The other thing that happened was the Legion Alpha had a new build out, 21287. At first I thought, hey, there's going to be no big changes. I can just go about my day and not have anything to report. Nope. So, before this build, there was you would have to pay 100 gold to change your specialization. So what that meant is that as a new Iron, you would not be able to pick your spec until you actually earn gold, which is a bigger deal. And that's why we really cared about what mages were going to have to be, and you know, all this stuff. However, now it looks like it's changed. So the first spec change is now free. And the second one at level... So, okay, let me back up a little bit here. So it looks like that the amount of money that you pay goes up and every time you change. And it also increases based on what level you are. So it keeps increasing 5 times. So the first time is... no gold. The second time is 15 gold. This is at level 100. At the second, the third change, sorry, is level is 31 gold. The fourth change is 46 gold. The fifth change and on is 62 gold. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I think that it changes by your character level is because I was on my Death Knight in there, and at level 55, the second change was only 82 silver versus 15 gold. So pretty much we can figure out that, yeah, as you increase in level, the change is going to cost more. And speaking of the Death Knight, I had basically written them off, because without a spec change, you're never going to be able to complete that first... Well, the fourth quest, I think it's the fourth quest or fifth quest that you have to go kill the one person that's chained up, because you didn't really have any spells to do it with, and you don't have a weapon because your weapon is green or blue, and you can't equip that. So, pretty much bye-bye, Death Knight. However, that's changed now, because if you can do a spec change for free, you can now go into Frost, and you can hit them with Howling Blast, and you can kite them around and all that stuff, and you're good to go. So what that also means is that Death Knights, because you are going to be able to change what spec you are, what we're going to do is that existing Death Knights and anything new as of the Legion will be yellow flagged as per the original rules. The only reason right now they're green flagged is because without being able to pick a specialization, it's very, very hard to get out. Not a lot of people can, like some people can, and I have twice now, but it's very, very hard. When the new changes come in, it's going to be back to pretty much easy mode again. So we are going to yellow flag them. And that's just how it's going to be. Will also not be included back onto the list. They'll still have a separate list because they're a separate beast, and if a person were to make it to max, you know, To be honest, you know, grats, but I, you know, it's probably hard, but not as hard. So I wouldn't be giving them the as much kudos, I think, as even doing it on a hunter. I mean, we all say that it's supposed to be easy on a hunter, but it's still hard. You know, it's one of the hardest things that you can do in the game. I'm not counting mythic rating and all that stuff, but anyways. That's all right. Pretty much it for news.
Yeah. Like WoW news. So, site news? What have we got?
Did I want to talk about the... No, let's leave that for after. Never mind. Okay, so site news. I was going to talk about the Warcraft movie, but I'll do that in my segment. There's a smallish issue that kind of got brought up to me by 10A, and 10A is a iron that's got 4 of her characters. Basically, I'm just reading my notes here. It looks like that if your character might have one of those awesome accented characters, so like an AE and not just a AE, so it's like a one character thing, or a accent over an E or something. It's possible that what was happening is that it wasn't picking up your character name and it's considered you missing. So it wasn't saying that you're dead or anything like that. It's just all of a sudden you're not on the website or basically has you up there, but with no link to click, and it has like a little red mark beside it, which means, you know, that there's something wrong. Which means that you're lost. The funny thing is that if you were to go to your character and click the update button, it actually works. So there's something going on with my jobs that it doesn't like the characters. However, the website does. The issue that I'm having is that sometimes the jobs work completely fine. So I don't know if this is an issue on my side or if this is an issue on me talking to Blizzard, right? So I don't know if this is like an issue with them reporting stuff. So if you see that your character name it does not have a link on it and it has that little red mark, if you just click on the button, you'll be fine. That's from what I've seen. The other issue I wanted to say is that we just talking with Kavara here in our live chat room here. She was saying that, or he, I'm not sure. He, she, it doesn't matter. They was saying that whenever they clicked the button, it would not update their character. However, when you add it, it works fine. So I don't know if it's because I think because that character name came from Argent Dawn or something like that, maybe. I think it had a space in it. I think that's the issue, but I'm not 100% sure. I will check it out after the show tonight or tomorrow. I don't think it's a big thing, but it should be working fine eventually. So,
all right.
Yes.
Nice.
So, and now we're going to get into the... I didn't highlight this. I'm sorry, Lita. We're going to get into my list. Listen. Okay. Listen. Don't give me a hard time, Missy.
Missy.
Because I never make mistakes, ever. I love you.
So many things I want to say that now.
So,
but I'll be kind.
Yeah, so you know that, just to let you guys know that when we're finished here, she's going to be swearing at me, like, all over the place. And it's going to make you guys blush, too. Especially our little boyfriend.
Well, it might make Turnwinkle cringe. He's a gentle soul.
Liar, liar.
Lita would never.
Exactly. Thank you, Toewinkle. Of course I would never.
Okay, so this is the part where we go in and look at the date of the Chao injuries. Basically, we go over the top 10 of each list, and because it just became to get too big, so now we're only doing top 10 and 30 or higher for Bloodthirsty and Pacifist, and 70 or higher for Iron Man. So let's start with the Bloodthirsty. First, we have Harish hit level 34. Iron Man Path is now missing. He's nether gone away.
Ooh.
At level 36. Not sure why. Don't know if that's me or the person deleted the character. You know, but I figured I'd report it anyways. Rock-a-Shock is now flagged at level 37 for that's too cool. many quests. So yeah, you only get 300 quests max, and you can do them right at the first roll of your character, or you can wait. It's just there as a buffer. So he got too many. And Chino Kawaki hit level 40. Aya Blood hit 41. Kuma hit 45. And Iron Azzy hit got flagged at 64 for too many quests. I honestly think it wasn't supposed to be Bloodthirsty. I think this character was supposed to be Iron Man, I think.
Can I ask you something, sure. Stone?
Yeah.
What's a good strategy there? Do you do the quests, all the quests at the beginning, or do you split it up half and half?
I try to only do the quests where I think I will get the most XP. However, you have to plan as if your tune's never going to croak, right? So, you know, there should be enough quests to get you through Warlords, all that front end stuff. But that's, I wouldn't do any quests unless I had to. That's just me. And, you know, you can do them, with the Dark Moon Fair as well.
So,
Dark Moon Fair is awesome. Yeah.
I only did the first few starter quests on mine just because it was like, okay, I need gear.
Sure.
And they're going to give me white level gear. I'm taking it. But for the most part, you know, it's just kill everything that moves.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. I was the same with my Druid. I did about the first 5 quests out of, she's a Night Elf, so out of the Night Elf starting area, but after that, the only thing she does is I try and do Dark Moon Fair, at least for the first aid, to get an extra 5 points with the first aid profession, and that's it, and as well to go get the to get the unique bag, so to take the initial quest, go over and get the tickets, and be able to get the bag. So I've got a 16 slot bag, which is always handy, which is a good way to go.
So the pacifist list is the top 10, 30, level 30 or higher. We're going to start with Patchouli 4 at level 43. However, he's got like 4 or 5 characters now that are level 30 plus, and he's leveling them different ways without doing professions. I don't know. I would flip my table after like level 2. So, you know, he's his own beast. I couldn't do that. There's no way. Peacely comes in at level 44. Ferillion is level 46. She's the sixth time Iron Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's a star. Syndra's comes in at level 58. Rest in peace to Flavin, level 59. Tokiv is alive at level 61. Rest in peace to Inskara at level 62. Rest in peace to 5 No Harm, level 67. Now, he had his No Harm character at level 93, and he was the guy that got flagged for just being near another person that killed something. So you got to be careful when you run those things. Now, this character, he actually just died, but Bloodless.
I don't know if I can do pacifist.
No, no way I could.
I'd probably get like 3 levels in and then just be like, I need to kill something.
I've got one, but it's not very high. Bloodless comes in at level 70, and Fullman rounds out our list at level 75. So for our irons, we do the top 10 level 70 and higher. Iron Revenge hit level 72. Lifester hit 74. Iron Stir hit 77, which is the actual, he runs the same characters. Those are both the same guy. Asmongler 2 is Asmongler, level 80.
Wow.
So he's getting up there. Calindrel is level 86. Star Fox is level 86. Tanay, rest in peace at level 92.
Oh my god.
So this was one of her iron champions from, and I hope you enjoyed the toilet flushing, that's my child. So doing it live.
So this was an iron champion from a previous expansion?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yep. Yep. So
the toilet flushing for her character, right?
That, yeah.
The timing was impeccable, yeah. You gotta give it that.
Bawoosh. That's my youngest too, and he's like, "Whoa, whoa!" And it's like, "They can't see you, buddy. They can't see you. The camera's on this side." But that's
it's
okay.
It's worse when my 24-year-old does that, you know. So it's worse.
Iron Kairi hit level 94, and Lysand hit level 96. He's a warrior. He's on track. Don't want to jinx it, but I gotta report it. I know.
Yep.
He's on track to be our first Iron Warrior for this expansion, I think possibly ever, but I gotta double check that. I'm not sure. And we actually do have a new level 100. Marg Hunt is a new Iron.
Wow.
He is our 14th overall for this for Warlords and 7th Hunter. And I'm trying to get in touch with Marg Hunt to fill out some stuff, because we'd like to talk with him. We'll see.
So if they're listening, contact Stone.
Yeah.
Would be,
awesome. I've sent you things on Twitter, so just reply to my direct message and we'll all be good.
Well, we'll look for, look for Turnwinkle and Zorts to be there probably soon, so.
Yay. You have to level faster, and you have to level harder. Faster, harder.
Look, all I'm saying is, if this thing drags out to the higher levels, we're probably going to be ready to literally kill each other by the end of it.
That's amazing. Well, I hope that you guys can. That's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
But grats to Mark Hunt. That's amazing. 14.
Awesome. Very cool.
14th 100. Wow.
Yeah, and I've got to say that, you know, in Warlords, because of this whole squish and how they more or less took away everything that a normal Iron had prior to, it's been very, very hard. I think in Legion, we're going to see a lot more people reaching up to that point. But I don't know if we're going to see lots of people hitting max. I kind of have this feeling that we'll say that there's going to be lots of people hitting like level 96 and 97 and all that stuff. But going higher than 102 and 103, that's going to be the rough stuff. And I don't know.
But at the same stage, everyone still amazes me when they make changes and things, and you think, oh, this, you know, it's just harder. You've got these amazing people that just keep pushing and who prove that, again, you can do it.
And I want to use somebody that, you know, I want to talk about Azzy, because this guy has lost characters so high
Yep.
And yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, it hurts, but the key thing here, and the stuff that you got to look at, keep coming back. You know, you can't, I mean, yes, yeah, you're going to be upset, but, and it's not going to be a simple thing. So don't think it's going to be simple. It's okay to die. Learn from it. Keep coming back. Look at him. It's just constant, right? So we've got lots of people that have done a ton of work here. And if you go on the website and stuff like that, you will see everything that they've written. There's just tons of stuff that they've done. So
yeah.
So he just said that he lost his last one at level 64, which is the one that I think we talked about, because he was drunk. Which, you know.
Okay.
Well, you know what? High five.
I don't want to hear a thing. I don't want to hear a thing out of you.
Now, sir, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. The whole thing is it's fun. Like, we just keep trying. No matter what happens, and like you said, Stone, Aziz is the prime example of just get back on that horse. And, and that's what I find, that, yeah, when I lost my big hunter, for me, that had been my highest level. Mm-hmm. And it hurt. It really, really hurt, that death. Really, really hurt. But it took me a week. I had to grieve. I had to do the whole, you know, grieving process of coming to terms with it. But as soon as I got back into my mindset, it was back onto it. And I mean, it's not like I'm running, what, about 12 different challenge tunes all over. Anyway, but yeah, he's back at 42 already. Yeah. Azzy, you're a machine. Yeah. Seriously. Honestly, that's fantastic. Okay, all right. Well,
Azzy, I'm going to need you to coach me to win this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Listen,
sir, that's
go.
You know, Azzy, you know, I don't know if you saw, but I did make a ton of gold here. Just saying.
Oh, and you questioned my integrity. Okay.
If you go back to episode 9, he was on, and he actually gave a ton of info on where to level and all this stuff. Go and listen to that. Seriously. I mean, I've used it, and I find I've leveled a lot better using that. I'd say go back there and listen. There's just so much stuff you can't really repeat it here. It's just too much. So
yeah, he's a wealth of knowledge. Yep. That's for certain. Yep. So go check out episode 9 with Azzy on it, which has been fantastic. But what we want to do now is we want to focus just a little iron spotlight on last week. We had our 13th iron, which was. And it's clean tag, so I'm just going to say this very slowly.
Like
I'm
this. Not, like I'm that. Not saying and then like
FC
that.
FC.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
YOLO.
Yes.
That's it. That's the only way we're saying it. So he, a level 100 hunter. So this is our 6th hunter, and he has been our 13th iron overall. So he got to 100 last week, which was very exciting. So we sent him a list of questions to ask him, you know, about leveling, etc. So myself and I've got my wonderful two guests here are going to read off what FC has replied back. That's how we will do it. So we asked, how long have you been playing WoW? And he said, and how long have you been participating in WoW Challenges? He said, I've been playing on and off since WoW EU release. As for trying the Iron Man Challenge, I've made my first character around January 31st this year.
And the next question was, tell us about your leveling experience with your new level 100 iron. And Mr. YOLO has responded, it was actually pretty smooth, not too many problems, hardly any downtime, which made it much more enjoyable.
Ah. The next question is, why did you choose the class and race you did? YOLO says, before I started, I thought it would be a lot harder than it was, so I started on a Night Elf Hunter for Shadow Meld, Feign Death, and Camouflage. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. And then we ask, what has been the most challenging for you with leveling an iron? And he says, well, leveling itself wasn't really a problem. Everything died. It just took a bit longer. The most annoying thing was pulling only one or two mobs every time. Everything takes so long.
Yep.
Amen to that, brother. So, Yolo was asked, what zones did they level through? Did they have a specific path in mind for following leveling? And their response is actually really quite lengthy, so yeah. Hang tight, kids. Here we go.
Glad you got this answer.
After Teldrassil, I went to the human starting place because I've done those quests like 5 million times. Besides that, I didn't really plan anything. I just went to the closest new zone. I pretty much leveled through these zones. Teldrassil, Elwynn Forest, the Hogger part. Westfall, Redridge Mountains, Duskwood. Okay, that was brave of them. Stranglethorn Vale, Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, Badlands, Searing Gorge, Burning Steps, Swamp of Sorrows, Winter Spring, left at 60. Hellfire Peninsula, Zangarmarsh, Terrakar Forest, Nagrand, Blade Edge Mountains, left at 70. Moraine Tundra, Howling Ford, Dragonblight, Storm Peaks, 10 quests to buy BIS bow, whatever that is.
Best in slot bow is a... It's got the enchant on it, but it's actually not an enchant. It's a plus damage to frost or something like that. So, yeah, you should.
I never did Storm Peaks.
No?
No, I did a lot of leveling through PvP back then. So. During that leveling, I was on a very big PvP kick, so I kind of missed that whole... Like, Dragonblight and Storm Peaks, I was mainly doing Battlegrounds.
Oh, man.
Grizzly Hills, Zoldrak, Shalazar Basin, 10 to 30 quests in each zone until 80. Mount Hyjal, Vashir, Deepholm. I'm sorry about that. Jade Forest, Valley of the Four Winds, Karasang Wilds, Kunlai Summit, Dreadways, Shadowmoon Valley, Gorgon. Played 3 days, 10 hours, 30 minutes, 50 seconds.
Hmm. Wow!
Wow!
Mm.
All right. The next question is: what zone did you find the most unfriendly to a WoW challenge tune? He says probably Duskwood, mainly the Stealth Worgen. Amen. Poor Boo. they follow you all the way to China, and the fast respawning cave right after, and the Karasang Wilds with the Stealth Tigers.
Mm. Ooh, yes. Yeah. All right. And then we ask, what has been your fondest memory with leveling this tune besides hitting 100? He said, I was pretty happy about not dying in Jade Forest. Can't remember what NPC it was, but there is one in Jade Forest that does AoE damage and pulls you towards him with a chain. Hmm. Surviving that with less than 1,000 hit points was pretty good. Ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah. All right. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW challenge tune for the first time? Any extra trips or ticks? Or tricks? Yeah. Yeah, don't die. I don't really know. I guess if you're not sure about zone, quest, mob, just take your time. And if you're not a hunter, try to avoid hard mobs / hard quests. WoW Iron Man Challenge, ProBoards.com, the mob quests to avoid.
There's
Thread, 289, mob quests.
Yeah.
Avoid careful. So he's actually got a link here to help people out. That's very kind of him.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, how can folks contact him? And he says you can contact him, I think, in the game at Parva. That's P-A-V-A. Pava.
Yep.
Number 2451 or here on the forums.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's very exciting. So... congratulations to YOLO, Mr. YOLO, we will say. That's an amazing feat. 3 days. What was it? 3 days played, 10 hours, 30 minutes, 50 seconds. Wow. Man. Absolutely amazing. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Okay. Well, let's talk about what we've been up to in the world of Warcraft. So... Zorts, what have you been doing this week?
I've been working on irons and bloodthirsty. That's
nice.
It's like crack, man. I'm hooked.
Awesome.
I'm currently like I was having the issue of what I was calling the level 10 quest, where I would get to level 10 or thereabouts, maybe a little under, maybe a little over, and then die. I seem to have gotten past that. Now it's like, okay, level 20. So I'm kind of like spacing it out in my mind of, okay, I need to get to 10. I need to get to 15. I need to get to 20. I need to get to so on and so forth. So 20 keeps eluding me, though. I get so close, and then I do something stupid.
So. Yeah. We can thoroughly all understand that feeling.
I'm finding bloodthirsty is actually, or maybe it's just the way I'm doing it, I don't know, is actually going a little slower just by combat, because I didn't realize how big of a difference the quest experience would give you. But
oh, it's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's just like, ooh. There's a deer. I can kill that. Ooh, there's a Quillbor. I can kill that. Ooh, there's a gnome. I can kill that.
Whoa. Take it easy.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Wow.
The interesting thing I found, because I thought when I started my bloodthirsty, my first one, it was like, oh, this will be great. I'm so used to grinding so much stuff through doing WoW that, you know, surely just killing is going to be easy. And then you hit, you know, you start getting up to towards 20 and you're like, okay, it's taking longer and longer. And then you get over 20 and it's like she's at 30 at the moment. And it's just to do that one level, you feel like it's just like kill, 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 kill. So it seems to be doing it so long.
I'm not sure where, I can't remember off the top of my head what Bloody Resorts is at right now, but it's not that high. Because I'm doing it for the YouTube, so I'm recording like as I'm going and I'm doing that in increments. So he's not very high. I think he's somewhere in Durotar right now.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm doing that. I've got my off-camera iron that I was worked on. The newest one, because the others keep dying. So he's doing okay. He's down in Gilneas right now, which is where one of my others died. So I don't know how long I'm going to hang around there. I might bug out and go someplace else. And I'm plotting the downfall of Turnwinkle. That's about it.
Nice.
Yeah. He may be ahead now, but slow and steady wins the race.
So he may only be ahead later, right? Just ahead?
Yeah, I just hit level 11. In fact, I had to stretch my episode out by like a minute to get that last quest in to slide over the finish line into level 11 on him. So, I'm just a couple levels ahead. But I think you're like halfway through 9, are you not? Or you just hit 9.
Yeah, I just hit 9, so...
Yeah.
I'll be very happy when I get off the Lost Isles. I don't like those on the rail quest zones because it really limits what you can do and how fast you can gain levels.
Mm, that's true. All right. Well, Turnwinkle, what have you been up to this week?
Boy, well, I had the vacation this week, so I was able to do quite a bit more as far as streaming. Of course, again, streaming my Tarn Hunter, and we just hit level 22. Now, there's an interesting quest in there that we just went through. If you're watching the stream, there's a quest where they actually kill you, and you're dead. I was like, oh, no, is that part of the quest in Azara? And because you're going to talk to the dragon that's dead, and I was like, is that it? Does that count as a death? And so I looked in the, stats. Zorch's all, check your stats, man. So I checked the stats and it didn't show any deaths. So I was like, really? Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's good.
It's just
okay.
Because I thought
he was sitting there like, oh man, I'm like, dude, just go to your achievement tabs, check them.
Where is it?
To statistics, it'll tell you whether or not it counted as a death.
So you're back to life.
and your body's still laying there. And Zort's all, get a screenshot with your...
Hey, I told you to take a selfie, man. How many times can you take a selfie with yourself?
Right. So I was like, oh, man. So that was a little nerve-wracking. But, yeah, so I got Char up to level 22. And so we're cruising right along there. I think we're just about done in Azura. So we'll see where we're headed next. As far as I'm just going to go from quest hub to quest hub, unless it gets to where the quests turn green, and then I'll have to jump ahead maybe to the next zone ahead of that. But as long as the quests stay gold, then I will stay with those quests, though some of the mobs were starting to turn green. So,
dude, no. Dude, no.
I saw you shaking your head. I'm like,
no. No. Stay with the greens.
Okay,
stay with the greens.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
until you're a pro iron, keep with the greens, man.
Green is good.
Green is good.
Green is good.
Yeah.
Green means go.
Yes.
Green. Okay. Exactly. Yes.
So that's what I was doing.
That's why I'm a shoo-in to win. I'm green.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good Lord. So, and again, we did finish episode 4 on the Turnwinkle versus Zort's Iron Man Extreme Challenge, and I am just started in the airfield above Ironforge there with those quests up there, and so we are close to finishing up our quests in Dunmoreau, and we'll be moving on to Loch Mordan after that. So, you know, we're only allowing ourselves a half hour each episode, and so, you know, you try to get in as many quests as you can in that time. So, and, you know, there's a lot of zings you got to fill in that half hour with. So, so that's what I've been doing there. As far as we've also did this week, we did Death Knights as our topic for the Looking for Roleplay podcast talking. Oh, awesome. And so I did some interview with an awesome Death Knight player and talked with him. And then had also put out at the beginning of this week a great episode with a fun roleplay guild over on Moonguard, and had a great time with those guys. And so up and coming this next week, we'll be interviewing a fun roleplayer over there and continuing with our, I got to blame Zorts for this, because, you know, I'm supposed to be doing my Turnwinkle adventures. And so poor Turnwinkle is stuck with George and Glenn in the Burning Steps. We're just about ready to go to Swamp of Sorrows. But he's kind of stuck there because we've been doing all this Iron Man stuff and having fun with the Iron Man. Oh. And not only myself, but Layla's now doing some Iron Man and Tarkanis.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I started doing it, then you started doing it, now Tarkanis is doing it, now Layla's doing it. My writing partner just hit me up over Skype because she's watching right now and was like, I might have to do this. It's snowballing, man. It's snowballing.
Jess is doing it, yeah. So... it is definitely snowballing. So we've got all these irons coming in and Iron Man competitors coming in. And again, it's all thanks to Zorts here.
Nice. That is awesome. Quick question.
I will gladly take the blame for this one.
Before I get Stone to talk about his week. But for you guys, with streaming, how much more of a challenge is that doing a challenge tune and then streaming as well? Like, obviously, it's something I've never even contemplated.
Well, let me tell you,
but oh my gosh, it just sounds crazy.
I've almost died a couple times because I was looking at what people were saying and not paying attention, and all of a sudden I got three mobs on me. I was like, you know, cause someone asked me a question about something. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know,
that's why I'm glad I just recorded that streaming.
So, you know, but I think it's fun because folks get to go through it with you. And let me tell you, if you've never done the Iron Man Challenge and you're listening to this for the first time and you're going, you know, how different is it really? You are a lot more careful about going through zones. You're not just, okay, I'm just going to gather this up, and we'll just go. And, okay, I died. Let's just try. No. You know, like Zort says, you're tiptoeing around. You're looking around. Oh, I don't want to go into that cave. No. Really? I got to go into that cave? And, you know, so...
I think in my case, it's, you should be tiptoeing around. I usually don't, which is my downfall.
right? You're, it's a lot more intense, and it really adds a heightened sense of excitement to it. And boy, if you get jumped, you jump, it's a lot of fun, especially when you're doing it with the stream, because, again, those folks are sharing that excitement with you. If you almost die, everybody's on pins and needles, and if you survive, everybody cheers. So it's exciting that way, and I think it's a fun thing to watch. You know, you're not just watching someone level through, because, you know, you're watching someone that if they die, that's it. All that work you put into it, yeah. It's done. And so it really adds a sense of excitement to the game.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for that, guys. Stone, let's talk about your week in Warcraft.
Didn't do anything. Next.
Hold on, because I got stuff in the notes here.
Right? So,
yeah.
Okay. So,
lost.
Okay. Red Ridge. I've gone through it. And I've gone through the whole thing, and I've been completely fine, and I continue on. This was on my Warlock, and I was completely fine with that. This time around, however, on my Priest, at level 25, I died. So, I basically died at, you know, you get your... Okay, so you get to knock people out, and then you have to go unlock the cage, and then you go blow up people with your tank, go inside a tower and get a key or something. I don't know, all that stuff. It's when you get to this one camp that you have to bring your five commando guys that are supposed to tank the main mob there to kill. Nope. They died so fast, and I was like, what's going on? And I'm working on the smaller guys, and yet the big main mob is smoking all of my help. I'm like, what's going on? And when I realized it, I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of here. And I put my bubble on, and off I go, and it's just, you know, the big guy grabbed in, I think... grabbed another one. I don't think I killed all of the smaller guys that came with him, so he died. And I was like, well, but I've done this before. What did I do different? And I don't know. So it was a little bit, you know, I think maybe with the Warlock, because I had my little blue guy there to help tank as well. I think that helped as well. But I think if you go in Red Ridge and try to do those quests, if you don't have a pet that can tank or something, then don't bother doing that particular quest. And I don't even think you need to do it, because, I mean, really, that's one of the final ones. I think there's only like maybe two or three more, so you can just move on. I mean, anyways, I'm a little bit upset. I wanted it to go higher. So
next one.
next. So one. Now my priest is back at level one. Yay. So speaking of my warlock that does well, I got it up to from 31 to 34. Basically, I completed all the quests in Arathi Highlands except for the final one, Mizrael, I think. Because it said it was a group quest, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. and it says you
stone one, isn't it? That's the stone dude.
Well, no, it's after that. So
the
stone one is right at Stratholme, and there's like a little area where there's all these little rock guys. And when you kill the guy that appears after, it gives you another quest to go to this other area that basically summons a big girl that looks like, what's the boss in Kara? Kara's
Maiden.
Yeah, okay. It looks like her, okay? So, and I guess it would look like the one in Old Duar too, the cat lady, right? So,
yeah.
I saw that quest. It said it, you needed two people, and I was like, I out-leveled it by, because I think it's like a level 29 quest. So I had it by 4 or 5 levels, and I still, nope. Group quests, I will not do. I don't care. So I decided to run all the way up into Hairy Peak, and I'm gathering my rest XP on that dude. Which, so I, so as of right now, this is my highest, but I'm just taking it slow. And I continued working on my Death Knight through Blasted Lands, doing all of the quests there for gold. I was on the last part of the Resurrection quest. What's the guy? Is it Lanthor or Lanathor? The guy that you have to piece back together, right? Like, you have to get his arms and body and head, and then you back on top of the mountaintop. Well, yeah. I almost died there because Lanathor wasn't doing anything, and I was like, what's going on, man? So, thank goodness I was a night elf, and I was able to meld, and everything bond. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to abandon and we'll just carry on, because I think I had done everything else already. I think the only other quest that I haven't done is the town in the south where they added the new town in Cataclysm, where it's like a Worgen town, I think, and it sends you in to go kill some demons in the swamp or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So I haven't done those. I might do those. Halfway through 60, I might go to Silithus or something, but I'm just trying to get as much gold as I can right now just to get my flying.
Angora. You might want to go craters. To Angora first and then go through to Silithus, maybe.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. So, okay. There's a Warcraft movie coming out, if you haven't heard.
Woohoo!
What?
Apparently, first I've heard of it. Anyways, so it's coming out June 10th, and the Well Played Party is putting together a movie meetup, and this basically takes the place of the Minnesota meetup, which is basically the same thing. Last year, that this is what they've done. So basically, as many people as possible kind of go there and just kind of, it's like a mini BlizzCon, to be honest. And I was all excited because when they released their tickets, which are free, and you get to watch the movie free, as long as you can get it there, you can watch the movie with everyone else free. So I got my ticket to go, and then the same day, I got my car back, and I had to get a new oil pan, and that cost $1,000. So I was like,
ouch!
So I had already eaten into the fund of buying a new card for a new graphics card. So I was like, okay, I'm going to use the graphics card money to get to this movie to buy the plane ticket. And I was like, okay, great. And then when the oil pan cost came in, I was like, oh, are you kidding? I just maybe I'm not supposed to go, right? So, and then we did our taxes. So, without getting into it, I love my accountant, and so we've booked our flight now, and but I wanted to give a big, big thank you to this person on Twitter, is also a member of CTR, which is @Belisra_CTR. Basically, what he and his wife have done has said, we've got some places for you to stay, no charge. Come on over. Wow. We will pick you up at the airport. We will drive everyone around. No, come on over. And to be honest, if that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be going. Again, we've got people part of our group that help out, like just help, like just ways like that, right? And I will do anything that I can if I can help people, just because people have helped me like that. So so basically, well played, because they originally only had 100
tickets. Those are all gone. But because the interest was so high and because people have actually donated some cash, they're now able to offer more tickets. So if you want to go, go to wellplayedparty.com. You'll find all the info there. There will be a link to the Eventbrite ticket website that you can get your tickets. You just have to get to Minnesota on June 10th. We're actually going to go June 11th, Saturday morning, and we're going to get the movie theater just for us. And there was a trailer that actually got released that I was like, wow. And Pwnkast Daily Quest has a link to that. And I believe there was a new trailer released on Twitter. So I just saw that, and I think it has a brief shot of what's his head there? The little orc dude. Wow, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. The big bad guy. He's so evil.
Gul'dan,
thank you. Oh my goodness. Wow. So it actually has like a brief little image of him, and it's like, ooh. I'm very excited for this, and I'm really looking forward to being able to go to a mini BlizzCon. Yeah, I'm going to go to BlizzCon even if I don't get a ticket. I'm still going to go. Me and Bloker have got a room already booked up, so I still like being able to go and chat with people, because here, I've got people around here that kind of play, but I don't go out and drink with them, or don't, you know, talk with them really all that much. So being able to go to this place without having to be prejudged and all that stuff, when you say, yeah, I play World of Warcraft, you know, it's hanging out with our people. So I will always go. I didn't add this into the thing. I'm sorry. I have to add this in. The Blizzard released a Warcraft lore book, right?
Oh, the Chronicles.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had mine ordered, and I'm looking online. It says that it's been delivered. No, it has not. And it says, oh no, just give it 24 hours. It might say that it has been delivered just because it's still going to be en route. Yeah, okay. So I wait, and yeah, it's still not here. And even though I got new mail, so where did it go, buddy? So what I think has happened is that I think the postman has put the book into the parcel box, but not given me the key to actually get that. So now, but Amazon has actually, I just got a notice saying that they've shipped me another one. And if I end up getting two, because I've asked for them, can you give me a key for this thing so I can, you know? So if I end up getting two, I will ask Amazon, what do you want me to do with this other book? Do you want me to send it back or not? If they say, don't bother, I don't know what's going to happen. If I happen to get another book, I will put it up for a contest or something. You're not going to have to do anything big. You just say, hey, I want this book, and we'll send it out to you. I don't know if we could do EU, but we'll see what we can do. I wish we could, but, you know, not made of money. So we'll see what we can do. Hopefully they'll say keep it. I'm kind of worried, though, that they've sent the second book, and if the first book is actually legit not there, that the second book is also going to go bye-bye, too. And a bit like, you know, I don't want to go back to them and say, hey, you know the second book that you sent me? Well, that didn't get here, too. So can you send me a third book? I'm not doing it on purpose. I just, you know, I paid for it, and I want to get my book, right? So anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm done yapping. And Lita, how about you tell us what you've been doing this week in the World of Warcraft?
Oh, because it's so exciting what I've been doing. I've done so much this week. It's amazing what I've done. I've worked this week, so I've physically been a bit of a wreck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so in-game, what have I done? Not very much, because I've been very, very tired. And it's fun going back to trying to have a normal, a normal so-called work life. And the body's like, oh my god, what is going on? So, so yeah, it's a bit like that. So, I did last week. I killed off two irons, which was awesome. This week I killed one. I'm doing well. So, my troll hunter I made last week, and she was leveling really well. I was doing good. I got her to level 17 the other night, and okay. Let me say two things. I give you guys advice right now. Two things you should always do if this happens. If you're tired, you do not play a challenge tune. If you're if you are yawning, get off the challenge tune, okay? That's hint number one. If you're tired, don't do it. Second thing is, if your gut, if in your gut you're it's saying, do you really think you should be doing this quest? And your gut's kind of going, I don't think you should go and do it. And you push through that and you die, you've only got yourself to blame. So as soon as your gut tells you, walk away from this quest, do not do it at this level, come back later or just leave it, then that is, you need to do that. Because here is the prime example. I go over, I'm tired, I just want to play my little troll hunter, and I'm over at this little hut in Northern Barrens, and I'm doing this center quest, and it's not the one around the pools. It's the one that's further down where the mobs will come out, and there's centaur, like they're just running all over, and then you summon out the big dude, and the big dude comes with ads, which was fun. And she ran so far, and they kept coming, and they kept going, and I kept thinking, they're gonna drop off any minute, keep running, keep running, keep running, and she went splat, dead.
I hate that when you gotta bug out like that, and you're just waiting for them to leash, and it seems like they're just not. You're like, nope, we ain't leashing today. We're coming for you.
It's like they killed my pet, and I could not summon. I had summoned my pet twice, and they'd killed it off. They just tore through. I hadn't. I just got down to got myself a turtle. So I'd upgraded from, cause trolls start with a raptor. So once I got to Barrens, I went and was questing around and was able to get myself a turtle. And turtles are, as he would tell you, turtles and bears are the best tanking pets. So I got myself a turtle, and they tore through the turtle. I managed to revive as I'm fighting and like running and fighting, and they tore through the turtle again, and they just kept coming. It's like, seriously, I'm halfway back to Crossroads and they're still following me. So it was, it was a funny death. But I sat there and I laughed and I just went, yeah, you deserve that death because you are tired and your gut told you not to do it. So...
Thunderstruck.
I know.
I think one of the famous last words in one of my videos was, I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, pretty much. If they are any of those words that you are thinking in your head and you're about to do something, then walk away. Just leave it. So, but then I stripped her down, got rid of her, and made an orc hunter. And at the moment, she's level 14.
You're right back up there.
Yeah, right back into it. But I've not done a huge amount on her. She's just hit into Northern Barrens. So I've got through the first lot and just started, I think, on the quest to go to Crossroads. So the stuff that Crossroads gives you, you know, where you can go kill the cats and get the claws and do the zebras. yeah, all of those. Well, again,
that's always one of my favorite things on Twitter is like, oh, there's a new Iron Lita. She must have had a bad day.
yeah. So it's normally the way. So anyway, I did not get to do any. I did look at a couple of my tunes Friday night, and I spent 2 hours doing my Garrison. I was that tired Friday night. I just wanted to sit down and play. And I logged in and I was like, you know, it pops up. You've got all these tunes, you know, you've not been on them. You've got Garrison resources. And I'm like, okay, let's do the Garrisons. Let's, you know, get everyone up to speed. That took me like over 2 hours. And by the time I did that, my eyes were bugging out of my head. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to bed. That's it. I'm not even getting anything done. That's it. So that was kind of funny. But I did start with the guys that I regularly play WoW with. We ended up making some monks. So we wanted to do the free Hearthstone promo thing that's going on, where you've got to level a character to 20. Level 20 within the time frame. Yeah. So similar to when they were doing the Hearthsteed mount kind of thing. And you get this, I don't even know. The boys just told me, they're like, right, you can make any class, but it's going to be monk. I went, okay. And you can roll any race, but it's going to be a dwarf. I went, okay. Thanks, guys. All right. Dwarf monk. It is then, apparently. So we took off and we started leveling them, and these are not iron tunes, so we're grouped up. We've got full heirlooms we started doing some questing. We got to level 11, and then the guys are like, why don't we just go run a dungeon? Let's try it. So we take off over, because we're just about ready to hit Dunmoro. And we take off back to Stormwind, get over to Sentinel Hill and up to Moonbrook and go into Deadmine. So we all kind of dinged level 12 just before we got into the dungeon. Get in the dungeon and it's like, oh, good, we're still too low. We can't pick up any quests. This is awesome. There's three of us. So we're three manning Deadmines. So one of the guys is being the tank. The other one's being DPS, and I got voted the healer. So, again, thanks, guys. Thanks, Wingy. Thanks, Ash. So we go in, and I can't do anything. I'm in heal spec. I'm like, things are beating on me. But we didn't die. We got through all of Deadmines. We hit level 15, I think, on the final boss. And then everyone decides to give us quests. So
do it again.
So we're like, okay. So no, I think we're gonna go and try stockades at level 15. Oh. Yeah. Wow. So we managed to three man it, and I thought, well, that's decent for level 12s. Just walking into Deadmines, that's OP. I wouldn't say it was easy, but I wouldn't say it was a huge struggle. There was a couple that was definitely a bit of a, you know, you had to really watch. And I was trying to heal using, what's the heal add-on? Mental Blank.
Healbot? Gone.
No, Healbot, the other one.
Voodoo.
Voodoo, click. Yeah.
Oh, Voodoo?
Okay. So I'm trying to set up Voodoo for my two spells that I've got just to keep them. I'm just trying to keep them alive. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So we'll see. I know we'll get to level 20 so we can get the Hearthstone promo thing. But whether we'll keep going from there, we probably will, knowing what we normally do is we kind of do crazy stuff like that. So that's been my week. It's a short and sweet one, so to speak. Okay.
So as you mentioned about three manning Deadmines, it made me think, this would be a good point to talk about the new challenge that we're going to have. We are working on an add-on right now
It is in testing. I tested it for about an hour and a half the other day, finding it wasn't recording anything. And I'm like, oh my god! So this is why we test it, right? So, you know, it. And I know we haven't said anything about what the new thing's going to be, but it's along those lines. So, yes.
Okay.
It's a teaser, sir.
Yes.
Ah, awesome. Alrighty. Now, let's talk about our chit chat. This is where everyone can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips or tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, things like that. So the first one was Mike from Facebook said, looking at the Iron Man challenge, does resting in an inn count as an XP boost? Stone.
No. It's just rest exactly. XP. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what I told him as well, was, you know, it's not a buff or anything like that. It's part of the game. Yes, pandas can accrue rest XP faster. However, but that's just a class thing. Just like night elves can... don't melt. Sorry, that's a race thing, right? So it's just part of how it is. So it's not a boost. Nope. So it's completely fine.
So I just got dinged over Skype. Uh-oh. My writing partner just made an iron. She's starting the challenge.
Tell her. You can say to her, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What the heck have we wrought?
I'm sorry.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right, and don't forget to link us into stuff when, you know, if you're doing screenshots and that, which, Stone, let's talk about videos and streaming.
Okay, so we didn't have that many questions this week. I did get a lot of questions, though. However, sometimes when there's stuff that we haven't really been asked before, we'll bring them on and read them here. It just seemed that a lot of the questions that we had this week were questions that we've already answered or common things. So, or things that are addressed in the frequently asked questions, which, you know, we have, and I'm happy to help you, but we also have lots of other ways for you to find out stuff. For videos and streaming, please let me know when you are going to tweet. Please let me know when you're going to stream. Like, just tag me, because I will absolutely retweet it. I will do anything I can to help you promote yourself if you're going to do anything Iron or Bloodthirsty or anything like that. And if you're uploading a video, tag me as well, and I will also... retweet those and favorite and help you as much as I can. For videos, I ask that if you're going to put, if you know that you'll put more than one together, I just ask that you put it into a playlist just to make my life a little bit easier.
Yeah, because then, I should probably get on that.
That way, you know, I don't have to go look to see what the most recent one is, and then I can say, well, here's the playlist link, go there, right? And then you can...
Nice.
You can arrange your order the way that you want it, right? So, Zorts.
You know, I got a 3-day weekend next week. I suppose I can dedicate a little bit of time to that.
Yeah, we got Good Friday and Easter coming up, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for those. And as we said, keep the questions and tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff coming in. We love to hear from you guys. I'm just looking at the chat room, and Magathan says, you guys are gluttons for punishment doing anything
other than a night elf.
I don't like the color purple.
Ears are way too long.
Uh-oh, Lita's cutting out. Oh, man.
I did. I'm back.
Lita.
I'm back.
It's you need to move here. Okay.
I need to what?
You need to move here. I'm just saying. I have a spare room upstairs. If you, you need somewhere to sleep, you don't have to move here and be out on the street.
Free coffee refills.
You know what? Lita would hate
this
house.
Well, they do have Tim Hortons.
We do not have any coffee in this house at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Flip table.
I'm out of here. See ya.
I'm done.
That's payback for getting the Overwatch thing before me. So I'm still bitter.
Oh, poor sweetie. Whatever.
It's not what you know. It's who you know, sir.
That's right. Exactly. Where did I cut off? Did we get Mag's thoughts?
Yes. Yeah.
Did I have that? Okay.
Yep.
Anything else in the chat? We've got.
So Cuddles from the Game Case Show is saying, "What? No coffee? Riot." Yeah.
I agree with that, man.
Yep. I don't know. I've had two cups of coffee in my entire life. Tea once in a while, depends on if I'm in the mood for it, but you know.
How are we friends? What? This is crazy. The things you find out about people.
I mean, Lita had such an awesome poem this week that she put up.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Which one?
It brought a tear to my eye.
whatever it could be. Who knows? I have a couple, so yeah. All right. Okay. So let's keep going. Wrap up. Let's talk about next week's show.
Okay.
Because we've got another one next week.
Yeah, so another back-to-back. I know we said we're trying to do once every 2 weeks, but we're trying to get in as many people as we can and so we're just trying to do as much as we can. Our next show is Saturday, March the 26th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and that is Sunday, March 27th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, Queensland Time. And
in the future.
Yeah, and that also works out to, I think, 12 a.m. Central European Time, and I swear I had it in here. And it's not there now. I had the European time in there. I shake fist, flip table.
I haven't touched it.
Something happened to it. Mm-hmm. we will be joined by Asmongold, who has been streaming, he's not been streaming. He's been uploading all of his Iron Man attempts. He's at level 80 now, I believe. So he'll be joining us next week, and that should be some fun.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, I have to say thank you so much, Zortz and Toinkle, for joining us today. So if I can get you guys to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please. So Zortz.
If anybody out there happens to be a role player on the Wormrest Court server, and they would like to, you know, hang out with me for about an hour and talk about what they're doing with their characters and their stories, you can check out my show at soundcloud.com/wormcast. If you want to see me fail at the Iron Man and play other games horribly, you can check out my YouTube channel, which is Wormcast Gaming. And if you just want to, you know, shoot the breeze and whatnot, you can tweet at me at Wormcast or hit me up on the email, wormcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. All right, and Terwinkle, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me at The Adventures of Terwinkle at youtube.com/PalmerBomber1. You can follow me on Twitter at Terwinkle. You can follow me on Tumblr at tumblr.com/Terwinkle. You can follow me live at twitch.tv/jpalm316, and you can always email me at jpalm316@gmail.com.
Awesome, and we will have those links up on the website as well. So for us, where you can find us is the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook, so facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the show on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. the number one.
Number one.
And don't forget to come and check us out live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
And if you didn't know, and it kind of goes with the theme of everything you just heard, and here's another flush, because I'm just all about the toilet stuff. That's my other son who's come up here. Yeah. Okay, so you can find me on Twitter, doing the tweets, but not toilet stuff, mostly. Usually, you know, anyways. So, at WowChallenges, that's where you can find me on Twitter. Yeah.
Excellent. Lita. All right. Wait. Thanks, Tone. Nice. Where you can find me is I'm on Twitter also at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And if you want to listen to more of what I do, you can listen to me on Behind the Avatar, Corpse Run Radio, and Geektopia podcasts. So we have to say a big thank you once again for our amazing intro. That was by Mark Conan, and you can contact him on Twitter. He's at MarkConanWow, and you can find him he is one of the co-hosts of Torrent Think Tank, so you can also contact him via there. And that's the show. There's your son.
That's the show. There, yeah, that's my oldest son.
There he is. Hey, yo.
Oh, nice. Wave hello.
Hello.
Wait.
Little stone.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Got the Spider-Man t-shirt on there.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Hey, Spider-Man, that's my favorite, too. Okay, so that's it.
Spider-Man's not
rolling
my favorite
Spider-Man. Iron Man's okay.
Lucky for you, they're both on the same side in the Civil War.
Unfortunately, he can't hear you. Okay, buddy. You're funny. Okay, so that's it. He's so funny.
I just want to say thanks for having us on. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, sorry.
That was awesome.
And stand by as I crush Turnwinkle beneath my boot.
Oh, boy. You know, you're going to watch as Turnwinkle dominates Zorks week after week. It's amazing. You know, here I thought, oh, man, he's the veteran Iron Man. He's just going to crush me. And, you know, I'm waiting for it. So, you know, again, I think he's taking it easy. Like I said, he's over on the tropical island, sipping margaritas, having a great time. I'm out in the frozen, you know, Dunmore, fighting my way through. And, you know, he insults not only Termicle constantly, but, I mean, it was made fun of Nomergon. Calling it a radiated wasteland.
Oh. Well, it is.
Well,
sorry. You know, to bring it up like that, you know, it's such a tragedy.
Well, you're
going to
sit here.
So many
people. You know what? Going to be the bigger man here. Wait till the next video.
Well, you know how copper wire was invented. Two goblins grabbed the same copper piece at the same time. Oh!
You know, it's actually funny you say that, because that's what I do in my real life job, is work with copper wire. I work for an electrical, a wire and insulation supplier.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, if you want to get more of this, look up their shows.
Yes.
You'll get tons of this.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
holy
awesome.
Smokes.
That's awesome.
So...
I have not yet begun to mock you, sir.
Oh, boy.
Bring it.
So until next week?
Next week?
Yes, next week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's a show, and we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for anything that you can do to help us out. If we can ever help you guys out, let me know. I'm more than happy to help out, because you guys have helped us out like tons. So until next time, see you guys later.
Bye.
Hey. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast
Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016. WowChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.